Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 19th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire to encourage you today and perhaps challenge you today as well. Today's message is titled in a rather interesting way, The Offense of the Cradle. Scripture text is 1 Peter 2, 7 and 8.
Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense.
I have a photo up today. You can go to the site to see it at dailyencouragement.net. It's a photo of Mary and Joseph with the infant Jesus on a hay bale. And I asked the question if readers find the photo offensive. Well, it seems many do in our culture today. Now, normally I don't think a picture of a loving mom and dad and their baby offend. Last night we had a small group gathering in our home. Our friends Ken and Nyla were present along with their six-month-old son, David. But I doubt that many, if any, will be offended by the photo I have of Ken holding David up on the site today as well. Instead, our hearts warm at the sight of dad with baby son on his lap. Well, let me point out, if you follow the news right now, to those that are easily offended, that there are window frames in the background, not a subliminal cross.
The two most enduring symbols of the Christian faith are the cradle and the cross. The cross gets attacked all through the year, I suppose, because it tends to be a non-seasonal expression of faith to Christians.
However, the cradle and manger scene are used primarily during this time when we commemorate Christ's birth, and thus seems to be the focus of the offended, although it actually gets more bizarre in some places with Christmas trees along with green and red lights being banned, although neither have any scriptural significance whatsoever. Even the greeting, Merry Christmas, is offensive to a small minority of people who then like to make it a controversial and divisive subject. While we're on the subject of being non-offensive during this holiday season, don't send a card with scripture or a reference to your faith, lest someone be upset.
Well, we've all heard and probably repeated for many years the phrase, keep Christ in Christmas. So actually, this marginalization has been going on for a long time. As children, we remember this phrase being quoted often in countering all the commercialization of the season. But now it's much more than that. It really does seem to be increasing, including the many ways that are just downright silly. Many have been making this observation. In fact, we recently read two articles that use the phrase Christianophobia, I guess is how you would say it, and Christophobia.
And I think readers and listeners can understand taking off all the other phobias. Well, we shouldn't be surprised. The Apostle Peter draws a contrast in the daily text. For those of us who believe, Christ is precious. But for those who do not believe, those who are disobedient, he is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Thus, as disheartening as the current attacks on Christ are, they really should not surprise us. But let those of us who love him indeed continue to declare his unsurpassed greatness without shame this holy season and every day of the year.
Let's pray. Jesus, as we reflect upon the spiritual meaning of the season, our hearts are warmed and filled with profound gratitude for your choosing to dwell among us. You are the precious treasure of Bethlehem, who has provided salvation for all who call upon your name. We pray for those who do not know the Prince of Peace, who day after day walk in anger and hostility. We recognize that their struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We pray that troubled hearts would find reconciliation with you and experience the peaceful exchange you provide when unbelievers lay down their hostile weapons of warfare and embrace the sword of the Spirit, which is your holy word. We ask these requests in your name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today in our podcast. We have a lot of additional material on the website today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Wednesday, December 19th. We have several photos up on the site today, several musical links, and an expanded portion that I'll have up the next several days. In fact, I call Resources for Celebrating Christmas. Just some ideas and material that Brooksine and I have used both personally and in our ministry the last, we've been in ministry 30 years now, so for a long time. We also have some additional thoughts regarding the subject today, as well as some supplemental links that those that want to dig deeper might find interesting, including some articles on this newly coined Christianophobia or Christophobia. Well, blessings to each listener today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. There's one song that I have up, that I put up because it goes with the theme of today's message verse, and that is the older chorus I bet most of us have sung. Lord, you are more precious than silver. It's taken from that phrase in the text that speaks of Christ being precious to us that believe. Blessings upon each of you now.